Hello, Dog Days listeners and Dog Day podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasik coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. I am not usually doing these in the morning, so this is a bit of a trip for me. Usually I do these in the evening or, like many of you, right before you go to bed and go, ah, didn't do my Dog Days thing yet. That hasn't happened too much today. Oddly enough, I do have an alarm at 7 a.m. that says, go do your Dog Days, but I am not in a place. I should have set that somewhere else in the day, but I thought, oh, do it in the morning, get things out of the way, tell you about yesterday's happenings. Nope, it's not happening that way, but fortunately I am staying on top of it, despite me ignoring my own reminders. Anyhow, I am bringing you, if you're just starting listening, I apologize that I haven't been doing this introduction before. I recognize that Clinton explains what he's doing every day for the Dog Days of Podcasting because his show is on the same feed as his normal show. This is not. This is my freestyle feed, which is sort of my slice of life that I've been doing since 2004. And more off again than on again, related to the Dog Days of Podcasting. This year I am reading some bulletin board postings from 1987. This happens to be the 30th anniversary of when my wife and I were dating. And I used to run a bulletin board in Marquette, Michigan called the Enterprise BBS. Aha. Uh-huh. Bet you didn't know that detail. And these are some of the notes from the first month or so of when we were officially dating. We had met in the fall of 86, but we didn't start officially dating until our first kiss on April 8th, 1987. And now we are past that 30-year mark, and I thought that would be a good topic for this year's Dog Days of Podcasting. So I will read you another posting from the early days of our relationship in 1987 in just a moment. Other news that is happening. Once again, I've misplaced my note. Oh, you know, I just discovered this. I keep putting the post-it note on a tablet of paper that is full of writing that looks just like it. So it's getting camouflaged. I have to stop doing that. I am two things on my mind this morning. One is I'm doing a work-related web series. I've been doing this for about 4.5 years. Received very well at work to be able to take my podcasting skills and friends to bring some value to the organization. So I do one today at noon Pacific time called Tech Now. And it's a monthly production, or at least it should be. There are a few dry spells. We've been doing it for 4.5 years, and we're on episode 40. So, close enough. Normally, Craig Stepp would be joining me on this, but he has a family matter to attend to that took him away from this. High priority. And Dave Slusher would be joining me. It'd be the three amigos. And Dave is between trips to India and elsewhere, so he backed out. This will be the first time ever in 4.5 years that I have done Tech Now on my own, which isn't a problem. I'll just miss the banter and the questions and the conversational tone as we go forward. So a bit of a difference there, but I can certainly hold down the fort, as it were. The other thing is I've got kind of Project Checkout on my mind. And what I mean by that, and Craig will agree with this, is when you transition from one project to the next, you sort of, you know, write the old project off and go, I'm done with that. And you look forward to starting a new project or the new technology or new discovery, the new research that goes into that. But yet there's little details about the old project that make it suddenly become an annoyance. Even though it was your passion and you poured your heart into this thing and it's up and running, and people say, well, what about this? How did you do that? Can you tweak this? I'm like, no, my brain is already checked out of that hotel. That's kind of where my brain is right now. I'm transitioning into a new project, and there's this sense of, don't bother me with that old stuff anymore. I like to develop. I don't really care to support, which seems odd when you think about what I do a lot of the time. I'm supporting people, but not supporting my products. That's always kind of been my way of discovering and learning and moving forward. And I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but I can certainly know that Craig appreciates this view. Like, yeah, I've moved on. I'm not building that anymore. It's not my fun thing to do. I want to go on to the next new shiny. So that's what's on my mind, and hopefully that'll resolve itself in the next couple of weeks. Certainly after Wyoming, I should be checked out of that hotel. And the good news is, we got an email today about the project from the project manager that said, there's new resources coming on to build out other parts. So I helped establish the framework, I got the pilot program running, and let's go on. Today's C&D story, this is the story from 30 years ago, more or less, is from May 16th, 1987, 23:39 Eastern Daylight Time, right before midnight, message number 457. As I make myself comfortable and prepare for a long ramble and typing mistakes, I think of subjects to put on this little mini personal news. And there are three topics in here, but I'm going to skip over one. It's just going to make it too long. D. Now there's a good place to start. What have we done in the last 24 hours? Parenthetically, that I can tell you. Last time I said we were going to get pictures taken. Well, we got them taken. The story leading up to them is kind of long, so I'll make it short and say this. My brother did not come to Marquette at 2 p.m. like we expected, but he went to Munising and helped my dad all day. This was with the charter boat, the scuba diving charters. When he came home, we got the pictures taken by a friend of his, now ours, named Bob. Bob is a professional photographer and agreed to do them for free. I will send him a small token of my appreciation. Dee and I were kind of PO'd that we had to wait all afternoon, but we got to spend more time together, alone, and I'm confident that the pictures will turn out great. Footnote on that paragraph. Bob is a professional photographer. However, we learned later that he mainly photographs things like food. When you see food advertisement for crackers or bowls of ice cream or something of that nature, that's what he takes a picture of. Other footnote on this, those pictures that he took eventually turned into our engagement pictures about 8-9 months later, and we still have them. So they are, it's fun to look back at those crazy kids, and I don't know what compelled me to, maybe it's like these postings, but every once in a while I know what to archive and what to keep and what to do for the long game plan. But I hadn't done anything like this with previous girlfriends. I didn't have any girlfriends as serious as Donna at the time or before. So this one just felt right from the get-go. When you know it's right, you know it's right. I'm going to skip over a paragraph about maintenance on our charter boat. And then the third paragraph is titled Wedding. Don't get out of your seat and rush to make out a card yet. My best friend was over from North Dakota this weekend after taking a quick trip to New Jersey. We went to a wedding reception to see some friends tonight. Neither of us had anything to drink, and we both got really, really silly, all caps there. The reception was a real drag, but we livened it up. Mark, my friend, and I kept thinking of things to do at our weddings, whenever those are. If half the things happen that we plan on, we might not make it past the honeymoon. I did think a lot about weddings and stuff. One can't help it in that atmosphere, but I'm not going to mention any of it to Dee right now. I plan things in advance, as mentioned earlier. The more major the task, the more major the planning. That's sort of what I did tonight. Oh, I almost caught the garter. Bummer. I wonder what Dee would have said next time she got in my car and I had a new decoration on the mirror. Well, that's about all I can think of that has happened in the last 24 hours. How come nobody else posts messages like this? Give it a try. It's like talking to somebody. You get to know them better if you talk more. You all must feel like I'm a brother or something by now after all the junk I babble about myself. McCoy out. Footnote on that last topic about the wedding that Mark and I went to. Mark was my best friend through high school. Turns out I was the best man at his wedding. He was the best man at my wedding. That's one of the things we agreed on way back when. I think it was even before this event took place. But we had fun. I think we acted drunk, but we weren't drinking anything, and we were just getting silly with each other. And our friend Marla, who's still around but not in terribly good shape, she still remembers this as like a seminal moment in Mark and Chuck history. She thinks about this and laughs to herself, which is good. That's kind of what I want people to remember me someday about as I think ahead. So that's going to do it for today. About 10 minutes, not too bad. I will be back tomorrow with another C&D story from the archives. And who knows, maybe some more family news. Not as shocking and interesting as yesterday's. That was pretty cool. Take care, have fun, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.